often when I'm talking to moms, especially a new mom, and they're sharing about their labor and delivery, especially if they've had a C-section, there's a lot that they need to mourn. Often this is a very traumatic event and something that is not exactly what we planned. Or even if it was a planned C-section, we still mourn what could have been had we had a different type of delivery. So I want to dive into this topic a little bit today and talk about some new research that's super exciting and hopefully can help dissipate a little bit of that mama guilt. Welcome to Health and Hormones. I am Rita Johnson, your host, and here we talk about all things health, hormones, natural living, and how to take care of that amazing body God has given you.
We've all been there, especially those of us that are already moms. We've gone through a situation with our child where we just wanted it a different way. And very often, it's a very selfless desire. We desire for more for them, for their long-term health, and for them to have the best chance and start at life, right? And oftentimes, this comes into play when we're talking about how our baby was delivered. We know now that a vaginal delivery is really when baby's getting their first inoculation of a gut microbiome. Ideally, it's a healthy one if we've been able to support our own gut during pregnancy, whether that's by taking probiotics, eating lots of fruits and vegetables, you know, really supporting things that are going to support a healthy microbial balance in our own gut, then we can pass that along to our children. Well, maybe you did that hard work and then you ended up with a C-section. Or perhaps you weren't able to focus on that at the time, and afterwards you learn all of these things about the importance of a healthy gut microbiome to help baby in and through the infant years and beyond. Well, there's this really cool company that I've recently been exposed to called Tiny Health. And Tiny Health specializes in gut microbiome testing for little ones, ideally 0 to 3 years old, because this is such a formative time for our gut microbiome's overall health. A lot is kind of not dictated because it's not set in stone. It doesn't mean that it's completely inflexible, but a lot of that foundation is laid in those formative years, that 0 to 3 year old time. Well, what I think is so interesting and in a lot of ways very hopeful, I am a mama that has had 2 C-sections. 2 of my 6 kids were born cesarean, and they were both emergency C-sections. And my first one was back in 2008, and we didn't know what we know now about the importance of the gut microbiome. And so a lot of times what happens now, it's a little more common for this to be standard operating procedure, is that when a baby is born C-section, they will actually take a swab of the mother's vaginal canal and swab baby's face with it, because the passing through of the vaginal canal is really when we are given that first inoculation of our gut microbiome, right? And so now they start to do that. But in 2008, they did not, which is when I had my first C-section. And as I learned about that, I was so sad. I didn't feel guilt because it's been a long time and there wasn't a lot in my situation that I could have done other than having a better advocate at my side in the presence of my physician. But I was young, I didn't know better, and so I've let that go. But I talked to a lot of moms that struggle with letting that go. And so you, if this is where you are, this is really what I wanted to talk about today, because this is something that is so near and dear to our hearts, our children, and their best chance at life. And when I read this article, I was just so happy for the mama that has stressed, that has worried about that. So what this article is saying, and I'll link it up in the show notes if you want to read the whole thing, I'm just going to highlight a few parts of it. But basically, what I was saying was that, you know, we have these factors that play a bigger part for our baby's gut microbiome, things that happen during pregnancy and beyond. And delivery method, although there is an initial 6 months time, that initial 6 months where they see a very different subset of types of bacteria that they're noticing in the gut microbiome, it starts to fall off around 6 months. So some studies are saying that by 6 months of age, there's essentially very little difference in the gut microbiome of a baby, whether they were born C-section or vaginally, which I think is super cool. But the rest of the research is actually saying that, so some studies say that by 2, it's definitely no different in terms of if the baby was born vaginally or C-section. So
if you are someone who has held on to this after your experience with a C-section, take a deep breath. Oh my gosh, what wonderful news. How fabulous that even though things couldn't work out the way that you wanted to, that the Lord still has you in the palm of his hand, as well as your little one. Also, breastfeeding is going to make a much bigger difference, right? And so they dive into that, the difference in the gut microbiome of breastfeeding versus formula-fed babies. We know that breast milk actually has carbohydrate sources in it that are only broken down by the gut microbiota. It's so beautiful that our body is continuing to tailor-make what our babies need. You know, we know so much more now about the benefits of breast milk and the way that it changes if your baby is sick and in so many other ways, but I just thought that was really beautiful to see when we're only looking in context of the gut microbiome that we can really see a difference here. And things that do matter a lot more that I think sometimes we forget are taking a probiotic during pregnancy, even if you didn't have to take an antibiotic at any point. Taking a probiotic is so beneficial, as well as eating lots of fruits and vegetables. So if you're pregnant right now, do what you can to increase those fruits and vegetables. For me personally, I find this to be a struggle in my first trimester. And so I really try to think in my second and third, how can I do better? How could I make up for that time almost lost, if you will? And the other thing too is that, you know, there are times and seasons that we have to take antibiotics, whether we're breastfeeding or we're pregnant or during delivery, if you've been tested positive for strep B. And so just taking that into account, I always think first and foremost, just offer it back to the Lord. You know, I had mastitis and a horrible ear infection in my postpartum season with my baby number 6, who is almost 4 months old now. And it was really hard for me to have to do that. But I also could lean on all the education I have about gut health and the way that I've been able to help other people when they've had to completely remodel their guts. And we've seen that happen with such beautiful results, such beautiful fruit of them feeling so much better, that I was able to just take a deep breath and say, Lord, I place this too in your hands. And I know that it's going to be an uphill journey from here, but that's going to be okay. And that's the path that you have me on. So wherever you are, friend, whatever your story is, and however it's been a heavy cross to bear, I just really encourage you, give that back to the Lord. Because if we hold on to these mental stressors, in addition to continuing to, obviously impact our mental health, it also does impact our gut microbiome. They find that stress, women that are chronically stressed when their baby was born, have certain prevalences of different types of negative strains of bacteria. So they're essentially growing excess ones of those strains. So it's impacting our baby in utero when our mental stress is changing our gut microbiome. And I even challenge you beyond that, once we're no longer in your fertile years, even maybe you're beyond childbearing at this point, wherever you are, just know that as we experience mental stress, that's going to impact our gut health, and it's going to do so in a negative way and tell our body that it's not safe and there's other things that we need to do to counteract that. And we can do those things, but I just challenge you, don't overlook the importance of your mindset and your mental health around your physical and overall health. If you're curious what this looks like to dive deep into your own gut microbiome health or to look at that of your child, I would love for you to schedule a discovery call with me. It's free. I love to do these functional lab tests, but oftentimes I will tell you there's a lot we can do without the expense of these functional tests to really support and move you forward in your gut health journey.